Good morning. Police have busted a highly professional and dangerous international organised crime gang, raided 40 properties and arrested 22 suspected members, including the ringleader, in a massive operation spanning five countries. The operation, codenamed Icebreaker, broke up the gang, which is thought to have amassed an estimated €680 million in ill-gotten gains through assassinations, money laundering, as well as drug and cigarette trafficking between 2016 and 2019, so Europol said yesterday. Searches took place, resulting in the seizure of €8 million in cash, diamonds, gold bars, jewellery and luxury vehicles, as well as the discovery of hidden compartments used to smuggle drugs and psychotropic substances. The raids took place in the early hours of May the 16th, during which time police, supported by Europol and Eurojust, arrested the alleged gang leader, a 48-year-old Lithuanian national, in Huelva. Police described the operation as the largest of its kind to date in Europe, with over 450 police and customs officers deployed in Poland, Lithuania, the UK and Spain. Former International Monetary Fund chief Rodrigo Rato must face a fresh corruption trial just months after he was jailed over a massive fraud scandal at bailed-out bankier. The Madrid High Court yesterday said Rato, along with 12 others, will be tried on charges of corruption. Anti-corruption prosecutors are seeking a sentence of 4 years jail plus a fine of €2.5 million. Rato was jailed in October for 4.5 years for his role in a fraud scandal at the failed lender bankier, which he headed from 2010 to 2012. The latest charges relate to deals allegedly offered by bankier's management to public relations firms in exchange for suspected bribes worth €2 million. A British woman has died at Mallorca's Palma Airport on board a plane bound for Edinburgh. The 58-year-old reportedly fell ill after boarding the Ryanair flight. Local reports said she is thought to have suffered a heart attack. Passengers were asked to leave the plane whilst attempts were made to revive her. The flight, due to leave just after midday yesterday, was delayed by just over 3 hours. And the emergency services in San Javier have rescued a baby, believed to be just 3 days old, found abandoned on a public road. The Emergency Coordination Centre received a call just after 3 p.m. yesterday, reporting the baby on the roadside. The caller reported that the baby appeared to be newborn and was accompanied by a written note. An emergency ambulance was sent to assist, and medics took the seemingly healthy little girl to the Los Arcos del Mar Menor University General Hospital to be cared for by the paediatric unit, whilst the Social Services Department will take charge of the child. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.